Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Detective Bebop Robomogo, Travelogue, July 31st, 2021, in Podcast Planet Time, in Bebop Time, Infinity. I have been traveling for almost a month looking for balding podcast host Jonathan Cockatoo Messenger. Cockatoo, is that his middle name? Or is that a bird? Anyway, I'm going with it. Jonathan Cockatoo Messenger went missing in June from his basement podcast lair, where he writes stories, flosses his toes, and eats bananas. I visited all of his old haunts in Chicago on Podcast Planet to see if he was hiding somewhere, places like his basement and his kitchen and his basement. Look, I gotta be honest. I probably should have listened to him at any point in the last 5 years, and I would know where he would go. But I get the distinct impression that he isn't on Podcast Planet anymore. The scent of old feet and old bananas trailed off as soon as I stepped foot outside his front door. I immediately knew I would have to travel to one of the many dimensions where I am even more famous than on Podcast Planet to look for Jonathan. I stopped by a few of my favorites first, like the gummy bear dimension. Normally, I keep my diet to a strict art intake, but I am a brave robot, and so I decided, in the name of Jonathan, I would eat hundreds and hundreds of gummy bears. It was a tragedy he wasn't there. Then I stopped by the one-week massage dimension, where I got a massage for one whole week. I was heartbroken to not find Jonathan there, and I could not believe my bad luck that he wasn't in the free gold dimension, where I filled my pockets with all of the free gold I could carry. What a shame. After eliminating several other necessary dimensions for me to explore, I decided to look in a more Jonathan-y place. First, I checked the old comic book dimension. It's not as cool as that sounds. It's not filled with famous superheroes from comic books like Bat-Person or Spider-Guy. It's just a dimension filled with the dusty, moldy old comic book collections that grown men have moved from house to house for no reason at all. I thought for sure Jonathan would be there. No dice. But while crawling through all of the ancient cardboard boxes, I did find what had to be a clue. Now, I know the average detective, the common gumshoe, would not recognize it as a clue. But amongst all of those comic books, I found a bookmark. And on that bookmark was scrawled the words, "Help Me Bebop." Now, like I've said, a lot of other less skilled detectives would have missed this clue, but I saw it for what it was. A note from Jonathan. No one outside of Podcast Planet would ever call me by that name. Just hand me all the detective awards right now. The bookmark also had strange markings on it. It had a line with a triangle at the top, which I eventually interpreted to be an arrow that pointed toward a portal on top of a mountain of forgotten comic books. Again, it takes high skill to interpret these clues. Listener, did I climb that mountain of forgotten comic books? Of course I did. I am Detective Bebop, and I will not be stopped by a little bit of mild exercise. But hear me now, and listen good. It was as I was about to pass through that portal that I thought I heard a faint laugh, a quiet guffaw that sounded familiar. But it was too late, and I had already taken my first step through when I realized I had been tracked. I found myself in a void, a sort of gray, beige space. And I'm here, now, hiding behind some sort of large rock. On the other side of this rock are, it is difficult for me to say this. Here, let me hold my microphone out and you can hear it.
Do you want to listen to my podcast?
I found it. The horrifying dimension where Baron Von Messingham is manufacturing Jonathan clones. They haven't noticed me yet, but it's only a matter of time. There's no way back. My only chance is to venture forth into that horde of boring clones. I will log back in next week and fill you in on my adventures and let you know if I survive.
Hi, everybody. This is Robot Jonathan. This is Jonathan. This is definitely the real Jonathan. And I'm here to tell you today about Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, a new adventure from Gen Z Media launching August 2nd and GZM's very first feature-length podcast. So it's like a movie for your ears. It's a story set hundreds of years in the future when our planet has become a different place. Animals have all but disappeared, and a teenage girl named Iowa Chapman finds what might be the last remaining dog who must be protected at all costs. The role of Iowa Chapman is played by Sue Bhatia of Succession and Mighty Ducks Game Changers, and Doggo is played by Michael Winslow, best known as the sound effects wizard Larvell Jones in the Police Academy films. It's a thrilling adventure listeners of all ages will enjoy, and you can subscribe or follow Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you'd like to listen. And now, as a special treat, here's the first few minutes of the show.
The creature is hiding somewhere in the hut.
Shh. I think I hear it breathing.
Sounds like it has big claws.
And sharp teeth.
It must have escaped from the Forbidden Woods, or crawled from the depths of the Dark Waters.
There, in the kitchen, behind the sack of grain.
Careful now. Careful. One, two... It's the creature!
Help us, we're doomed!
It's me, Mommy.
Iowa Chapman, you're the creature.
I'm always the creature.
Oh, that's right.
So, what kind of animal are you today? Maybe one of those, what do you call them, rhinoceroses? Or a grizzled bear?
Grizzly bear. And there's no such thing as animals, right, Daddy?
Alden?
Iowa, it's time we talked about something. You know that song we always sing?
Get her out of here.
Who's at the door?
Regulator!
No one for you to worry about, sweetheart.
Now!
The scary ones? with their fire machines?
Be right there.
Do they spot you in the forest with a cargo?
Cargo?
I don't think so. Somebody must have talked. I'll handle them. You put Iowa in the tunnel.
Tunnel?
Hide her. Go.
Come on, Iowa. Hurry now.
Coming. Just give me a chance to get dressed.
This way, Beetlebug. Stand back.
The door? Under your bed? What's down there?
Climb down the ladder, Iowa. Careful with your foot. And here, take your teddy bear.
What about you, Daddy?
We'll find you. That's it. Climb down. Stay there while your mother and I talk to the regulators, okay?
Wait. Don't leave me down here.
It's just for a minute or two, Beetlebug. And if someone comes to find you, someone who's not me or your mom, you walk down the tunnel and pull the rope.
Rope?
You pull the rope, and then you run as fast as you can. But while we're gone, you and Teddy sing that silly song you love. But not too loud, okay?
Why is this tunnel here?
The tunnel is for taking the animals to Haven.
Haven?
It's where the animals live. The ones that are left. I'll see you soon.
One, two, three, how many animals do you see? I see four animals running free.
There. Oh, it looks like days. You must be starving.
Mommy and Daddy?
Your Daddy and Mommy, I'm sorry to say, are gone.
I'm supposed to go down the tunnel.
You don't want to do that. Your parents asked me to come here if there was ever any trouble.
Who are you?
Your mom. She's my sister. Your Aunt Callie.
Callie?
That's right, little one. Climb up the ladder and I'll lift you out of there.
Atta girl, Iowa.
Hey, it's just you and me now. Hey, I'm gonna take good care of you, I promise.
Chapman and the Last Dog, a movie-length audio adventure.
3, 2, 1, where have the animals all gone? Now there's
There's
no, no reason to sing this song.
Stories tell us that hundreds of years ago, the earth warmed and the waters rose. Life as it existed before was washed away. Great cities disappeared beneath the waves, and our ancestors fled to dry ground. They built new villages and towns on the banks of dangerous rivers and lakes. Some say, before the floods and the earthquakes, the world was filled with creatures of all shapes and sizes. Animals that could fly through the air and swim in the seas, and even some that lived among humans. Amazing creatures with names like whales and bats and dogs. But when I was 12 years old, nobody I knew had ever seen anything bigger than a mouse or a bug. Most people believe those animals never existed at all, that they were just bedtime stories, legends. I've never been most people. My name is Iowa Chapman, and I'm a collector.
All right, that was the first few minutes of Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog. If you want to hear the rest, subscribe or follow right now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else where you like to listen. I am not a robot.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.